Section C, Vocabulary Expansion. C1, Synonym or Antonym. What is the connection between the word in column A and that in column B? Number 1, here is the opposite of there. Number 2, shy is similar to reserved. Number 3, talk is similar to speak. Number 4, pounding is similar to beating. Number 5, suddenly is similar to unexpectedly. Number 6, type is similar to kind. Number 7, completely is similar to totally. Number 8, went on is similar to continued. Number 9, daily is similar to every day. Number 10, kind of is similar to sort of. Number 11, make eyes at is similar to ogle. Number 12, guess is similar to assume. Number 13, sure is similar to certainly. Number 14, confused is similar to puzzled. Number 15, call is similar to phone. C2, what's the word? Read the following sentences and select a suitable word from the above to go in the gaps. Listen to the recording for the answer. Number 1, anyone who isn't confused doesn't really understand the situation. Ed Morrow on the Vietnam War. Number 2, all the rooms were solidly and completely furnished. Man and Wife by Wilkie Collins. Number 3, he certainly seems to be a most attractive type of young man, Thompson admitted. The Kingdom of the Blind by Oppenheim E. Phillips. Number 4, I am not going to guess at 5 o'clock in the morning with my brains frying and sputtering in my head. A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Number 5, the entrance hall suddenly became full of noise and people. The Idiot by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Number 6, the bull replied, I am very sorry, but I have an appointment with a lady, but I feel sure that our friend the goat will do what you want. Aesop's Fables. Number 7, there is nothing so perilously difficult as the daily intercourse of two people who love each other. The Quest of the Golden Girl by Richard Le Gallienne. Section D, Understanding the Comic. Answer the following comprehension questions. Question 1, when did the man find out the waitress's name? He found out her name after a while. Question 2, did he fall in love with the waitress? Yes, he fell in love with her at once. Question 3, in the beginning, did he go to the cafe regularly? Yes, he went to the cafe daily. Question 4, true or false? When he moved there, he started drinking coffee every day. The answer is true. Question 5. Did the doctor advise him to give up drinking coffee completely? Yes, and he had to stop drinking coffee immediately. Question 6. After he stopped drinking coffee, did he begin to think that Carol was really ugly? No, he thought she was just a little ugly. Question 7. Did Carol's boyfriend leave her? Yes, he left her only recently. Question 8. How did the man feel as he went home? He didn't know what to do. Section E, Grammar and Transformation Exercises. Transform the following sentences as suggested. E1. Number 1. I think it'd be a good idea if you didn't drink any more alcohol. Number 2. I think it'd be a good idea if you didn't eat any more chocolates. Number 3. I think it'd be a good idea if you didn't smoke any more cigarettes. Number 4. I think it'd be a good idea if you didn't do any more overtime. E2. Number 1. Don't you think you should give up drinking so much alcohol? Number 2. Don't you think you should give up eating so many chocolates? Number 3. Don't you think you should give up smoking so many cigarettes? Number 4. Don't you think you should give up doing so much overtime? E3. Number 1. You might want to slow down on the coffee. Number 2. You might want to slow down on the chocolates. Number 3. You might want to slow down on the cigarettes. Number 4. You might want to slow down on the overtime. E4. Item A. After seeing the film, I realized that it wasn't so exciting. Item B. After eating the natto, I realized that it wasn't so bad. Item C. After reading the book, I realized that it wasn't so boring. Item D. After going out with him, I realized that he wasn't so interesting. E5. Number 1. 3 weeks have passed, and I still haven't spoken to her. Number 2. 12 months have passed, and she still hasn't gone to the dentist. Number 3. 3 days have passed, and he still hasn't called his girlfriend. Number 4. A year has gone by, and John still hasn't seen a doctor.